happy month end to you. And of course, happy new week. Welcome to the Sunny Side on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega. Okay, so we just have a very, very short time to have this conversation. Because from now till... after 1 p.m., there will be a program. Interesting. A recorded program. And of course, after that, we also have another 30 minutes program, Talk Your Own. That's going to last till 2. After which... Family Matters will take center stage. All right. So let's quickly talk about a conducive environment with regards to police operations. Well, of course, it's no longer news that River State has a new commissioner of police, and he is Okone Effiong Okone. He is the 43rd commissioner of police, in the state. All right. So he succeeds CPA Buka Friday, who has been promoted to Assistant Inspector General of Police in charge of Zone 16, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State. So there's something the new CP actually says or said. He said he is an advocate of human rights. And he didn't stop there. He went on to say that under his watch, the rights of persons would be respected. And he also vowed to ensure violent-free campaigns in the build-up to the 2023 general elections. Well, he actually said this at his maiden press briefing at the police command's headquarters along Moscow Road. That was on Wednesday last week. And of course, naturally, a lot of people have begun making calls, calling on the CP to do this or to do that. I think he was a stakeholder in the transport industry who called on the CP to caution his men against extortion and all that stuff. So these are the questions I would like you to answer as we talk about a conducive environment with regards to police operations. What two specific areas, and this is what I mean, I know it's not just two, definitely maybe you have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all right? But we're going to have to narrow it down to just two, so that we can hear from every other person who would like to contribute. So what two specific issues would you like the CP to handle with regards to police operations in your residential area or your business area? All right? So what are those issues? Just two of them out of the hundreds of issues that you would like for him to handle. Just pick out two specific ones and tell us about that. And also, what is a conducive environment for you with regards to the operations of the police? What would you say, okay, with what the police is doing and in the way they are operating, this is what a conducive environment is for me. If the police is doing this and that, then the environment is conducive. All right? So what are those? That's what I'm asking. And the last question is, in which aspects do you think the civilian populace are not helping or maybe being fair in their dealings with the police? Of course, we like to call out the police every now and then for whatever reasons, but there are also areas where we're not getting it right. So what are those areas? Do let me know. So let's talk. 0817-923-0003 or 0817-923-0002. You can also head on to Facebook and Twitter and let's hear from you. Facebook is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And then Twitter is Nigeria Info PH. And then you can also send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. Okay, so in case you don't know, there's a call screener. So when you're calling and the call screener is the first person you hear, I think we should all be used to this, right? Yeah, don't hang up your calls. All right, so put those calls through and let's hear from you. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0003. All right, we have Mr. Zion from GRA. Hello, Mr. Zion.
Good afternoon, Constance.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes,
Please go
not
on.
A timely conversation, because I know the CP is listening. I want just one. Let him float a number, a confidential number. I can call him directly and report the situation or offend anybody along the streets. And not just call, he should also make provision to respond immediately to protect the rights of the individual. Now, from this other side, the people have no problem. The police are the ones that have a problem.
Are you sure?
The people have no problem.
Okay.
The police are the ones to give that enabling environment for the people to thrive in their business or in their daily activities. If the police officer is professional in his dealings, every human being will fall in line. Oh, I don't have them. My papers are not correct. Take him to the appropriate quarters. Don't wait for that 2 naira or 5 naira they want to give you. Okay, you have to stop and search. If you suspect this car or a report has been given that this car may be stolen or any intelligence reports, and that brand of car is being washed out for, why don't you pack them out of the road and allow citizens to go on their daily activities?
Okay.
And number three, that's also one thing to the other aspect of it. Let him also check the relationship between the Nigerian police in River State and the indigenous people of River State, and also the citizens who are doing legitimate business. What are their relationship like?
Okay.
Mr. Zion.
Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Zion. You know, the moment he said the CP should float a particular phone number that people can just use to reach him directly, I somehow was, you know, afraid for the man. Because I could just imagine if he is CP to just Obiakpo local government area, and with all the issues in just this local government, and then just imagine 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people call him just from Obiakpo. I don't know if he will be able to do other things, but I think that's a good suggestion though. But I think he will have to have someone, some kind of personal assistant whose job it is to ensure that calls that come to this particular number are taken. They're not left unanswered. You must answer calls from this number and do the whatever it is that is required. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Zion. So Mr. Zion says that the populace have no problems. Like, we are good. The police is the bad guy here. So something happened during the midday cruise on Saturday. All right. My resource guest, Mr. Isaac Owajuno, he said something about the police and the drivers. Because what's he called now? We had the story in the news of a stakeholder in the transport industry or sector calling on the CP to warn his men against extorting drivers. And then my resource guest on Saturday says the matter between the police and the drivers is like a husband and wife matter. You don't come and put your mouth, because the day they will reconcile, you will not be there. And then he also said that sometimes some of these drivers do not have their papers complete. They're just driving. I mean, apart from the papers, you see some of the commercial drivers, some of the vehicles used for commercial purposes. You see what they look like, right? At just a glance, you know that this one is not, shouldn't be on the road. They don't have their, at least, their side mirrors. We're not even talking about the headlamp and all those other lights that are necessary. They can use their hand as trafficator, you know. So, and then some other person called in that Saturday to say that he's been a driver for like 5 years now and he's not had his original or complete papers. And he said that sometimes when we hear drivers complain that the police are extorting them, that's not true. That if the policemen or the police officers decide to, should the word be punish, or if they decide to actually do their job 100% the way it ought to be, that a lot of drivers will not be happy, because he said, for instance, a default that should normally attract maybe a 20,000 naira kind of fine, you know, smiling at the police officer and just being nice, you could just give the person 1,000 naira, or maybe 2,000 naira, and that's it. But this offense should cost you nothing less than 20,000 naira. But Mr. Zion says that the populace, they're not a problem. But what do you think, though? I would like to hear from you. I'm asking a couple of questions. The first one I'm asking you is to tell me what two specific issues you would like the new Commissioner of Police to handle with regards to the operations of police officers in your residential area or your business area. You know what those issues are, but just give me two, okay? And then, in which aspects do you think that the civilian populace are also not being fair? They're not helping in their dealings with the police. And lastly, what is a conducive environment for you with regards to the operations of the police? Those are the questions, and I'd like to hear from you. Remember to send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. That's the number for your messages via WhatsApp. All right, we have Godi from Rumokurushi. Hello, Godi.
Good day, my sister.
Good day, you're welcome.
You see, when we are talking about the... when we are talking about the police issue, it's not that the police are just totally wicked. It's in Nigeria we find ourselves. If you're a policeman and you collect maybe a little thing, a little token to allow the driver to pass, anyone who doesn't do that, they will say that wicked man, that devil incarnate is here. That wicked man.
They will even call it, tag him witch.
And see, they see the witch they there. But boy, no go. That's not the witch they there. Look at Nigeria. They have turned everything upside down.
Yeah.
These cities in foreign country, things goes well, and they will appreciate it. Because illegality is what people like. In order to give one peanut and free themselves, go and do the paper. No way. I know some drivers, they don't even have particulars from here to Lagos. When I was asking the driver, he said that because of what the police did last time, better not to get his driving license anymore. He don't have his particular, he can go on the way.
Ooh. All right, Godi, thank you very much for calling. If you can, still call me back. All right, let's see the messages here on WhatsApp. Who's this? Okay. You say you're Don Dada from Umwebule. Good afternoon, Constance. The CP should instruct his men on the Port Harcourt Obibo Expressway to stop collecting money from the bus drivers and to stop people from driving one way. The above actions are making transportation more expensive and causing a lot of accidents, respectively. Okay, so the first one is extortion, money from the minibus drivers. The second one is people driving one way. So one is, okay, goes two ways. So, the part where he mentioned driving one way reminds me of the Eliozu Air Force Axis. That particular axis has become a normal one-way route. Yeah, because the traffic on that other part of the road, it's just crazy every single day. All right, thank you very much, Don Dada from Umwebule. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, and 0817-923-0003. Solo J on Twitter says, 1, police extortion, 2, police negligence. All right. And then God is All on Twitter says, full implementation of the administration of criminal justice law. This is incredible. He has to work with all the relevant stakeholders and ACJL committee to ensure the police complies accordingly. This is very important. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for bringing our attention to this one, you know. That ACJL issue on the program, the people who sponsor that particular program that's talks about the ACJL, that's the Administration of Criminal Justice Law 2015, River State. They keep complaining about how the police and the correctional facility refuse to come on radio to talk to let people know what they are doing to ensure that their men do the needful, that their men ensure that in carrying out their duties, they are focused on that ACJL and they do not go against it. It's insane, you know. So I'm happy someone is drawing the CP's attention to this one. So God Is All still says, the last CP came in and said he will democratize policing in River State. This is what I want also from the new CP. I remember discussing this on Nigeria Info when he came on board. The ACJL is also something the new CP should focus on so the police adhere to it. Okay. Thank you. All right, let's see what we have on Facebook. Chile Edwin says, the CP should maintain a regular visit to the police stations across the state to see things for himself. And this will reduce human rights violations, and there should be town hall meetings between the CP and the people. I'm really enjoying this. All right, please keep those suggestions coming. All right. Two specific areas you think or you want the CP to focus on with regards to police operations in River State, and also in which other aspects do you think that the civilian populace are not helping in their dealings with the police? Samuel is calling from Abuloma. Hello, Samuel. Please turn off your radio set, Samuel.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, something we are not getting right here.
Who are the police, please?
Their work is not to take life or to take their own life. That's the work of those agents. If they are allowed to do their work is security. Let them prosecute and do their work on security basis. You don't sit as it and then take their papers and collect money from them. That's why some drivers, those of them that do not collect money, some drivers see them as devil internet. But if they leave road safety to do their work, to take licenses and do that, then security, they concentrate on their own. The police, they concentrate on police work. That's security. That is it. They should not be taking for license or vehicle license. That's my take.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Sam. Then another person. Wow, your message is quite long, but we'll read it. On WhatsApp. Okay, Clement. It's not that long, though. Clement says, two issues I would like the CP to handle. Number one, caution his men to be smiling when collecting 100 naira from taxi drivers along the road, especially the policemen on Ada George Road, close to Arcania bus stop. And then number two, he should tell the police women at Mile 3 Market to wear body spray and put on clean uniform. He said, though the women and bus conductors are too friendly, making the bus drivers park on the middle in the middle of the road to pick passengers. Oh, interesting. Clement, that's your message. All right, thank you very much for your message there, Clement. All right, so what are the calls you're making to the new Commissioner of Police? What are those areas? I'm asking for two, though. Two areas you think he should focus his attention on to ensure smooth operations of the police in the state. All right, so the man says he is an advocate of human rights. He upholds human rights and he takes it very, very seriously. So we want to assume that cases of extortion and other forms of abuse, they're going to come to an end. Or maybe really, really reduce. Right? It was just like the person who texted via Twitter, who tweeted to talk about the ACJL and saying the CP should uphold the ACJL so that his men would do the right thing. I remember the last time we had that conversation. Was it the last time? One of the times we had the conversation here. One of the things they mentioned was the fact that even policemen, in fact, the particular story that was shared on the program was that of a policewoman who refused another woman from standing, from bailing someone, which of course the ACJL also covers. There's no gender disparity when it comes to who bails who. So far you meet the qualifications. It's not checking whether you are male or female. Number one, are you a human being? Yes. Are you an adult? Yes. And then that's it. But we still have policemen, police women, who would want to stand their ground and bring their traditional beliefs into the operations of the police. It's quite insane. Ned Agoma on Facebook says, the Emoha axis of the East-West Road is really a flashpoint to take note of. The kidnapping on that road is becoming something else. Yeah. So, Mr. CP, take note. Emoha axis of the East-West Road. Joshua Ejima, am I supposed to answer your question? It's not part of the conversation this afternoon. All right, Soke Fubara on WhatsApp says, the Commissioner of Police should ensure that his men desist from collecting money from all fire people and focus on doing their job, which is to secure lives and maintain orderliness. All right, all right. So what else now? Comrade Bro Ngi Dennis from Port Harcourt says, my first call is he should tell his men to stop the roadblocks on our roads and use the medium to extort drivers and embarrass passengers. Okay, so they should stop the roadblocks on the roads, which is what they use to extort drivers and embarrass passengers. All right. Number two, he should tell his men to treat complaints fair at their various stations, because we were made to understand that police is our friend. All right, that's a good one. That's a good one as well. Thank you very much. All right. Good afternoon, Constance. Your name is God's Power from Rumokurishi. First, he should stop his men from collecting money from motorists, because I have been in a car and the police asked the driver for particulars. The driver gave him what he asked. What the police did next was to withhold the driver's particulars for him to release money. So, CP Efion Okun. I'm sure you're listening, right? New CP should stop illegal detentions, bribery in all aspects by monitoring and punishing offenders. He should ensure a patrolling police and not stationary corrupt checkpoints. Okay, so while we are calling on the CP to do those things we've mentioned, can we also talk about the areas that the civilians are not getting it right? The areas where some civilians are not being fair in their dealings with the police. Can we also mention those areas as well, so that as the CP is taking note, let us also be taking note, right? So that while he's getting his men to do the right thing, we also should get ourselves prepared and in order, so that not when the policemen are now ready to do the right thing, you come with your old nature of, I don't want to call it evil, but you still come with your old nature to come and spoil what is good. Like the ones who would tag the policemen who refuse to collect money and turn a blind eye to something that is bad. Those who tag them witch, Jezebel, and all those names you like to call them. Just because that policeman or that policewoman says, no, you're not taking one way. Go back, Oga. Go back. Do you're not passing here. Say, Siam, say, Asidi. That policeman, eh? That one. Devil. Yeah. It's some of the things we do, and we know that we do that for the people who do that. You know, I see some people where when you get to some what do they call those places? Some junctions. Let me use junctions. Or intersections, yeah? And then you see them trying to control traffic. And then some people, I don't know what the issue is with some drivers. They just feel like they're the owners of the road. So no police officer, no traffic warden, whoever should tell them how to drive. I feel like passing, like I feel like it's my turn. I cannot come and stay here. And you are giving me that your stop sign, I should wait. You know, if you actually leave some drivers, they would run over some traffic wardens on the road just to pass. So those are also other areas that we need to stop being silly and start doing the right thing. Good afternoon, Constance. Please tell the women at USC roundabout to stop collecting money from bus drivers and causing traffic jam at the roundabout close to Genesis Fast Food. Wisdom, Obirichi. All right, Wisdom, thank you very much for that one. 0817-923-0002 Bro James Ukwa on Facebook says that is where police make money from innocent people. 0809-030-6416 for your WhatsApp messages. I do not think I can actually take any more calls. Apologies for calling out the phone numbers again. I can't take any calls right now. All right. So, but I can read your messages if you send them. I have commercials coming up. And let's see. After the commercials, I'll read any other message that pops up. All right, in case you don't know what we're discussing a conducive environment with regards to police operations. So you can say creating a conducive environment with regards to police operations. And of course, creating this environment is not just the job of the police. And you know why? Because security is everybody's business. Your business, my business, the policeman's business, everyone's business. All right? So we'll go on that commercial break. When I return, I'll read your messages. Do stay tuned.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Okay, we just have about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. One. Okay, just to finish the messages I have here, we've been discussing creating a conducive environment with regards to police operations, and I've been asking you to tell me the areas you think the CP should focus on with regards to how his men are operating in the state, and also for you to also let us know in which aspects the civilian populace are also not being fair in their dealings with the police. All right? So let's see. The messages I have here on WhatsApp. Someone is saying hi. All right, hi as well. Good afternoon, Constance. The new CP should also let his men understand that no one is above the law. Hence, they should stop using one way when there is traffic on the road. Comrade Brongi, thank you very much for that one. Okay, I think I've exhausted the messages I have here on WhatsApp. All right, the conversation continues. You can get on Facebook and join the conversation right there, and also on Twitter. Facebook is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and then Twitter, you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH, or you can also get on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. All right, my name is Constance Mega. This is The Sunny Side.